from VOA Learning English. This is In the News. The political and security crisis in Libya is growing worse. Competing governments seek to control the east and west of the country. In a new report, Amnesty International says human rights violations in Libya are widespread, and it says rights are violated without fear of punishment. Libyans have been facing almost constant conflict since the fall of Muammar Gaddafi 3 years ago. The fighting is continuing. The country may have competing governments, but militias hold much of the real power. They represent supporters of the former Libyan leader, Islamists, and other groups. Recently, Amnesty International examined the situation in Libya. The new report condemns all sides for human rights abuses and violations of international law. Magdalena Mugrabi works for Amnesty.
We've seen, 3 years where instead of investigating crimes, instead of investigating human rights violations, having a sort of transitional justice process, the authorities, successive governments were actually unable to deal with that situation.
Magdalena Mugrabi says conditions worsened through 3 years of different governments. She says these governments gave power to militias in an effort to help them become part of Libyan society. But she says Libyan officials were unable to control the militias or to hold them responsible for their actions. The political situation in Libya has also broken down. The Libyan Supreme Court cancelled the election of the latest parliament. This parliament still claims power from a town in the country's east. But a militant commander, Khalifa Haftar, has set up another government in Tripoli. He formerly served as a general in the Libyan armed forces. That means more fighting and suffering for the Libyan people, says Chris Doyle. He is the director of the Council for Arab-British Understanding.
It means that there is still a struggle for power within the country. There is no legitimate authority. It means there's going to be a further conflict now to assert who actually has the legitimacy to run the country.
Mr. Doyle says some Libyans want another strongman as their leader. He notes that a small minority consider the Islamic State militant group as a model. Yet many Libyans continue to flee toward Europe, creating another humanitarian crisis.
If we do not address the situation in Libya, we are going to see more of that, and we are going to see increased radicalization and extremism on the southern borders of Europe.
The 2011 revolution created great hope for oil-rich and well-educated Libya. Now, Chris Doyle says, the competing groups need foreign help with negotiating an end to the crisis, and there is none they would all trust. So Amnesty International is calling on militia commanders to end the human rights abuses. But that call is unlikely to have much of an effect on Libyan commanders who have never been punished. Many believe they are fighting an all-or-nothing battle for the future of their country. And that's In the News from VOA Learning English. I'm Christopher Cruz.